Welcome back to the deep dive. You've given us the intelligence. We're giving you the shortcut.
And today we have a big one.
We really do. We are analyzing a massive industry pivot that's being signaled by these high-octane leaks.
All surrounding the rumored new Need for Speed title.
Right, the one with the codename Tokyo Knights.
And this is, it's more than just another game announcement. Based on the reports you've shared with us, this feels like a strategic U-turn.
For one of the most storied racing franchises out there, for sure.
And one of the most controversial at times, too.
Absolutely. The sources, they detail a definitive, no-holds-barred return to realism.
Mm.
And some truly wild new gameplay mechanics that kind of twist familiar concepts. And technical requirements that, they're going to demand some serious attention.
Our mission here is to unpack what this huge strategic shift really means. Why is this publisher suddenly ditching an aesthetic they'd just adopted?
Yeah, and what does this level of graphical ambition, which seems set to really push the boundaries of current hardware, mean for the fans?
Especially the veteran racing fans. They've been trying to win back for, a decade now?
The narrative driving this whole thing, as reported by industry insiders, it's simple. There was just clear pushback against the last game.
A lot of pushback.
And now the studio is on this relentless pursuit of graphical fidelity. They are trying to recapture a very specific moment in racing culture.
Okay, let's unpack that strategic U-turn then, because the context here is absolutely everything.
It all starts with the last game.
Right, the sources point directly to NFS Unbound as the catalyst for this whole change.
Unbound is described internally, according to these sources, as a polarizing experiment.
And that feels about right.
Yeah, it leans so heavily into this, this specific Gen Z aesthetic, cel-shaded characters, all the anime effects.
The graffiti smoke. It felt less like an authentic street racer and more like a cartoon trying a bit too hard to be cool.
Exactly. And the analysis you provided is critical here. The mixed reviews, the significant player drop-off.
The sources cite a 60% decline in active players not long after launch. That's a clear message.
The message being that the audience didn't want, what was the phrase? Fortnite with cars.
They wanted immersion. That's the core insight, isn't it?
It is. The game felt busy, stylized, and frankly, kind of noisy. It just broke the immersion you need for that fantasy of underground racing.
You want to feel like you're in the world, not just looking at a stylized version of it.
And that emotional desire is what drove the whole creative decision to greenlight Tokyo Knights.
The mandate, according to the reports, was to go back to the franchise's roots.
Night, neon, and realism.
And to achieve that, the pivot is total photorealism.
We're talking about details so intense that one report specifically focused on, hyper-accurate reflections on wet asphalt.
It's not just water effects. It's how the neon light interacts with humidity, with oil on the road. It's chasing simulation-level visuals.
And the sound design is a huge part of that immersion goal, too. They're aiming for engine audio that is just visceral.
Something that doesn't just sound loud, it sounds authentic, powerful.
If we zoom out a bit, this isn't happening in a vacuum. It really mirrors a shift in the wider industry.
Right. You mentioned the surprise launch of Starfield 2 using Unreal Engine 6. That suggests that after a period where stylized graphics were king,
fidelity is back.
Graphical fidelity is king again. The market is rewarding developers who push visual boundaries on the newest hardware.
It's a new arms race.
And Need for Speed is trying to get back in that race by setting a ridiculously high bar.
So we know they want visual realism, but that brings up the big question. How are they actually building this monster?
Let's get under the hood.
Time for the technical section. This is where the leaks get really specific about the engine and the potential demands on your machine.
We have to start with that leaked clip. It's only 12 seconds long.
The one with the Nissan GTR on the Shooto Expressway.
That's the one. That single sequence is the cornerstone of all the technical speculation. Insiders point out that the lighting in that clip is just incredibly complex.
It's not just bright lights.
No, it's dynamic, ray-traced ambient lighting. It's the kind of subtle interplay of shadows and reflection you usually only see in, heavily modded PC games.
And that complexity immediately raises the biggest technical mystery. Is EA sticking with Frostbite?
Their own proprietary engine.
Or are they finally making the jump to Unreal Engine 5? Because Frostbite, it's powerful, but it's famously difficult to work with.
It is. And given the sheer complexity of that dynamic lighting, and especially the texture density you can see in that clip, Unreal Engine 5 is heavily suspected.
Why UE5 specifically?
Well, it just excels at handling massive amounts of high-res geometry and dynamic global illumination really smoothly. Trospite often needs intense custom optimization for every single visual effect.
Whereas UE5 is more out of the box.
Exactly. For the kind of realism they're chasing, it just makes more sense.
But wait. If they go full photorealism, new engine, all of that, are they risking alienating the traditional NFS audience, the ones who love that accessible arcade feel? Is this turning into a sim?
That is a great question, and the sources actually address this. While the graphics are pushing simulation territory, the driving physics are rumored to stay firmly arcade-based.
Okay, so it'll still feel like Need for Speed.
A little tighter than Unbound, apparently, but still an accessible, drift-heavy experience. They want the visual payoff without that steep learning curve.
That makes sense. So regardless of the engine, the reports are crystal clear on the platforms. This is a Gen 9, Gen 10 native title.
And that's a massive takeaway. Let's define that for everyone listening. When we say Gen 9, Gen 10 native, we mean it's built purely for the current consoles.
PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S.
And whatever comes next. They're intentionally leaving the older hardware behind.
Which means no PS4, no Xbox One version holding this thing back.
And that decision, the freedom from those last-gen constraints, is precisely what lets them chase this level of photorealism so aggressively.
You can't have real-time reflections bouncing off 50 cars in a rainy Tokyo street if you also have to make it run on a 10-year-old console.
No compromises. That's the philosophy.
Speaking of those rainy Tokyo streets, let's pivot to gameplay. How are they evolving the actual street race?
Because if you set a game in Tokyo, the gameplay has to match that dynamic competitive energy.
Absolutely. So the competitive structure, the police pursuits, they're getting a complete overhaul.
Which raises the question, right? How do you innovate a police chase system that's been a staple for 20 years?
Well, according to the leaks, the traditional heat level system is gone.
Replaced by?
Something called the Yakuza Wanted system.
Wow. Okay. That name alone completely shifts the tone. This isn't petty crime anymore.
Not at all. And the report suggests this transforms the whole pursuit structure. It's not just police chasing you anymore.
That's the key.
If you drift into the territory of a rival Tokyo gang, you'll face these aggressive, tuned AI racers.
And they're not trying to arrest you.
No, they're actively trying to run you off the road, ram you, box you in. It's a territorial battle.
That's a brilliant risk-reward system. You might escape the cops, but the gang AI is less predictable, probably more aggressive, and definitely a better driver than a standard cop car.
So you're not just worried about roadblocks. You're worried about a tuned RX-7 intentionally putting you into a guardrail because you crossed into their turf.
That sounds fantastic and way more challenging.
And tying into that pure competitive spirit, there's a big confirmation.
Autolog.
Autolog is back. The old social feature that tracked your friends' best times and challenged you.
But with a twist.
A fascinating twist. It's rumored to be integrated with AI to spawn ghost cars of your friends in real time.
So while you're just driving around in free roam,
you'll see their best attempts physically manifested as these translucent cars right there on the road with you. It uses optimized snapshot data, not a constant connection.
So if your friend set a record yesterday, you'll literally see their ghost trying to do it again right in front of you today.
It turns the entire open world into this perpetually active personal leaderboard.
That's a really smart way to keep the competitive friction high without forcing you into matchmaking all the time.
Right. Now let's talk about what drives all this excitement. The cars.
The garage dream, section 4.
You cannot set a game in Tokyo, especially one focused on authenticity, without delivering on the JDM legends.
This is the part of the leak that speaks directly to that veteran fan base they're trying to win back. The data-meaned list of confirmed cars is just, it's a nostalgia hit list.
Give us the list. We're talking about the unofficial confirmation of
the Toyota Supra MK4.
The undisputed legend. You can practically hear the movie theme music just saying its name. That's pure nostalgia fuel.
Also confirmed. The Mazda RX-7 Spear R, famous for that rotary engine scream.
A Honda NSX-R GT.
A precision engineering masterpiece.
And the Mitsubishi Lancer Evo Nix.
The rally-bred Street Fighter. That lineup alone is a massive signal. The developers know exactly who they're targeting.
It totally validates the shift in tone. These are tuner icons, not brightly colored fantasy cars.
They belong on the damn streets of Shibuya at 2 in the morning.
And for the people who take their driving experience beyond a controller.
the sim enthusiasts.
The reports specifically confirm full steering wheel support is expected for launch day.
That is a subtle but absolutely critical detail. It confirms they're committed to a more involved driving experience.
For players who really want to feel the weight of the car, who want to nail those manual gear changes perfectly.
It seems like that commitment to realism, both visual and mechanical, is complete.
Okay, we've established the game looks and plays great. But let's get practical. Section 5. The handheld question and system requirements.
Because running a world like this takes serious horsepower.
And not everyone plays on a $1,000 PC rig.
The basic system requirement mentioned in the source material is stark. It sets a very high bar.
Reports say GPUs with less than 8 GB of VRAM will likely struggle.
Let's clarify that. VRAM is the dedicated memory your graphics card uses to load all those high-res textures, the wet asphalt reflections, everything.
If you don't have enough, your system has to swap data with slower memory, and that causes stutters, texture pop-in.
It just ruins the immersion they're working so hard to create. That 8 GB requirement suggests massive texture assets.
Which leads directly to the big question. How will this perform on the booming handheld PC market?
We have to break this down device by device. Let's start with the big one, the rumored Nintendo Switch 2.
What's the outlook there? Can Nintendo really handle this?
The rumors suggest the Switch 2's performance is getting close to a PS4 Pro, a highly optimized port of Tokyo Nights. It might be possible.
But with big compromises.
Oh, huge compromises. They'd have to scale down effects like dynamic reflections significantly. It won't look like the PS5 version, but it might be playable.
And the current handheld king, the Steam Deck.
Steam Deck users need to seriously manage expectations. That VRAM bottleneck we just talked about is the key issue.
Because it uses shared memory.
Right. It doesn't have 8 GB dedicated just to graphics. The sources say users will likely need to lock their settings to low or medium, maybe even drop the resolution below 720p just to get a stable 30 frames per second.
And then there's the wild card, the leaked Xbox handheld.
If the rumors about it using that high-performance AMD Z2 Extreme chip are true, that device might actually have the clearest performance edge.
So it could be the preferred portable for this game.
Potentially, without making massive visual sacrifices. It's a fascinating hardware race, really.
So, summing up this whole deep dive, What does it all mean? This feels like more than just a single game release.
The overall sentiment from the reports is just overwhelmingly positive. The only downside is the potential wait time.
If Need for Speed, Tokyo Nights is real.
It's being described as the love letter fans have been waiting a decade for.
A definitive return to the night. The neon. Deep tuning.
And crucially, removing those cartoon gimmicks that so clearly alienated the core audience.
It sounds like the franchise is finally finding its identity again, embracing a niche instead of chasing broad trends. Any word on a reveal timeline?
The internal sources are hedging a bit, but the earliest reliable estimates point to an official unveiling at Summer Game Fest 2026.
So until then, we can dust off the racing wheels and just dream about it.
Dream about those high-speed drifts on the Shudo Expressway.
And that leads us to the ultimate question posed by the sources. Something for you to think about. If Tokyo Nights drops tomorrow, you're starting your new career on the neon streets of Japan. What is your starter car?
The iconic Super MK4. The sleek skyline.
Or do you intentionally bring American muscle to Tokyo and just disrupt the whole purist scene?
Choose wisely. That first car, it defines your entire legacy.
We've broken down the leaks, analyzed the engine, mapped out the streets. You are now fully informed on the biggest pivot in modern racing games. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.